We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last few words on Beis Ma Beis. We had a shaila in the Gemara, Machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, what our Lav Asa means. According to Rav Huna, he said it means Nagi, which we think it means the day, and Rav Yehuda says it means the night. And the Gemara actually brought a few rayas, and two of them stuck already. One raya, we brought raya from Rabbi Yehuda, Lashon Boit Or Lav Asa, then he says, Vavasa Shachris, so it's a raya, Or means the night. And we had another raya from Ein Masiyah Masuyes, from the fires they made for Rishchayes, also with the Shema Mina. And still the Gemara keeps on going, bringing rayas. So the Rishonim already speak out, Ram Chalava and other Rishonim speak out, that it must be that these rayas were in different Batim Midrashim, and therefore, they didn't hear it. Afterwards, Ravina of Ashman and Sadi Gemara put it together. But it wasn't all at one time, because once they had two Shema Minas, you don't need another two. There'll be another two Shema Minas coming up. You didn't need more Raya, it's already had a Raya. So we're talking about there was different Batim Midrashim, and that's why you have different Raya. So Gemara goes further with Raya, what Lashon R means. Masim Azutra. Hamapeles R Lashmain of Echad. The halacha is that when a woman has a baby, she has a baby girl, for example, so for 2 weeks she's Tame, and then she has 66 days of Yimei Tayar. After those days of Yimei Tayar, which means if those days when she sees Dam, it's Tahar. After those 66 days, it's 80 days total. She brings a carbon on the 81st day. She brings a carbon for being a Yoledas. That's the halacha, it's the halacha in the Torah. The shaila is like this. Let's say the Isha becomes pregnant again within those 80 days, and it's 40 days into the pregnancy, and she has a miscarriage. So a miscarriage also is mechayef for carbon. Once a baby is 40 days, carried for 40 days, it's considered a baby. And you have to also, misafik, you don't know if it's a girl or a boy, you also have to wait 14 and 66 and bring a carbon. But there's a xeris akasov that if this baby is born, is miscarried, within the 80 days of the first baby, then the halach is one carbon suffices for both. You'll bring the carbon, obviously, after the second Yemei Tayar, but one carbon suffices for both. But if she miscarries after the 80 days, then you need two kabbanis. Rashi says also you'll bring after all the Yemei Tayar finish, bring two kabbanis. So that's clear, that's a geras akasa. The machlokes, if she miscarries the night after the 80th day, what's the halacha? Because you can look at it two ways. On one hand, she's finished the 80 days, so it's a chayav new carbon. On the other hand, it's at night. At night you can't bring a carbon. So never got into the time when you can bring a carbon. So let's see it inside now. It says, I'm a pelas ar l'shmein of Echad. And here we see the raya, ar l'shmein of Echad, which would mean the night before the 81st day. So Beishamai, poitrim carbon, says one carbon suffices for both, because here's a case where you didn't bring a carbon yet. So it's like, it's within the 80 days, because you couldn't bring a carbon yet since it was at night. Beisil ha-mechayiv, Beisil holds, you are chayiv for two carbonas. So I'll show you I'm right. And he really says two tainis. First he says, number one he's saying is that it's the 81st day. What's the difference night and day? We always know that the day goes the night first and the day. So it's the 81st day. It's after 80 days. So what's the problem? It's after the Yom Lois. It's after the Meitaya. That's taina number one. Taina number two is, Im Shiva Loi Latum, Loi Yishva Loi Karbon, Lamaisa, she is out of Yom Meitaya. If she's down tonight, it's Tameh, so if she's out of Yemei Tayar, so then the carbon should be the same thing. So what's the Beis Shammai's teretz to this? Rashi brings that Beis Shammai's teretz. Beis Shammai's teretz is that first of all, I'll say first taina that the night is the same thing like the day is not true, because you can't bring a carbon at night. So you really weren't mechayev of the carbon yet. The carbon wouldn't be able to be brought yet. And after taina of Tumah, Beis Shammai is not a taina either, because he says not everything's totally in Tumah. Haraya, someone has a miscarriage in the 80 days, she's Tame, even though she's in the 80 days. So there's possible to have Tumma, and it's still not Chayav carbon yet. See, carbon not directly in Tali and Tumma. Carbon not Tali and Tumma, therefore it's not a Rai. That's Beis Shammai's Sutanah's back. Baal Kaponim, from this Mishnah you see, Medika Amri, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Maishna, Or Shmoinim Ve'echad, Meyoyim Shmoinim Ve'echad, Shmamina, Or Urta. You see, clearly Or is the night. We're saying what's the difference in the night and the day. Clearly Or is the Urta Shmamina. And our third Raya, the Or, Larva also would mean the night of the 14th day. Chayav Digas Chametz. Or means the night. Shmamina. Meisvin. Shall I bring another Raya from another Braisa? The Braisa says like this. We know a Shlomim is eaten. It's different than every other carbon. Every carbon, you bring it by day, bring it on Sunday. You could eat it Sunday and Sunday night, the whole night. The only exception to this is the carbon shlomim. Shlomim can be eaten for 2 days, Sunday and Monday and Sunday night. What about Monday night? Zok the Gemara, Yochol Yein Nechel Or L'Shlishi. Maybe you would say the shlomim can be eaten Monday night, which is the second night of the carbon before the third morning, V'dinu, and I'll tell you why it makes sense that the shlomim should be eaten that night, because Zvachim Nechalim Yem Echad, all regular kabbalahs all eat for one day. And how does that work, that one day? It's a day, then a night. V'shlom Nechalim Shnei Yom. And Nechalim eaten for 2 days. Ma'la halon layla achayim. Just like for every carbon, the night goes after the day. Avkan layla achayim. Here also, Shlomim should eat the night after the day. So that's the Havim, you know? The Havim is that Shlomim should be eaten for 2 days and two nights. It means for Sunday, Sunday night, Monday, and Monday night. Tamaloyim, the Pasuk says, V'yoyim Zivchachem Yochal Umimacharos. You eat the carbon the day you shechted it and the next day. Va'noisa ad yoim hashlishi ba'eish yisar, the Pasuk says. And we darshin, ba'oid yoim hu nochel v'ein nechel or shlishi. You eat it while it's still day, and you don't eat it at night. Like Rashi says, ad yoim ba'oid chu yoim mimachras ochel. So I want to speak out, how do you learn this drasha? You learn this Gemara, you learn, yeah, ba'oid yoim, what do you mean? It says, ba'noisar ad yoim shlishi yisarif. We're talking about the noiser, yoim shlishi. What do you see by noiser ad yoim means that on Monday you only eat it by day? We're saying only a day. Zok debate in Paris, a very big thing. That this Sunday was the day to carbon, right? Monday is called noiser also. It's a noiser that's mutter to eat. It's a type of noiser that's mutter to eat. Monday is also noiser because every other carbon, that's an extra day. So you read it like this. But yoim shlishi yachol machros, but noiser, and the noiser on Monday, you can eat it ad yoim as long as it's day. Until as long as day, ad yoim shlishi. As long as it's day, you can eat it. That's the Mara's Rasha. But oid yoim nachal v'enechal or shlishi. So it's a xeris akosta that you can't eat it that night. Okay, now you can't eat that night. Maybe you're going to be able to, maybe you should burn it that night. We know that the halacha is that you burn any noiser that's left over. So maybe you should burn it that night. So usually noiser, you let it eat at night. So noiser is next Monday morning. But here, it ends, the manachila ends at night. Maybe you should burn it at night. Dr. Gemara, Yochli Sarf Miyav, Dinu, Zvachim Nechom, Yom V'layla, Echad, V'shlom Nechom, Shnei Yom V'layla, Echad. Every carbon eat for 1 day and one night. Shlom is eaten for 2 days and one night. Ma'al Ha'alan, take of Achila Shreifa, just like every carbon right after Zman Achila is the Shreifa, which is the next morning, Avkam, by Shlomim, take of Achila Shreifa. Tam Aloyim, the Pasuk says, V'anoyisar, Mebzar HaZevach, V'yoyim HaShlishi, V'eish Yisarif. The Pasuk says, V'anoyisar, Mebzar HaZevach, V'yoyim HaShlishi, different pasuk somewhere else. It says, this is parashas Tzav, like Rashi speaks out. On the third day, here is this club, by day. Now, the Akana Brisa, the beginning of Brisa says, Yochol Yenechel or Shlishi. Medikama Yenechel or Lushlishi, Alma or Utuhu. You have the fourth raya here already, that or means the night, shma minov, because he was handling to eat that night. I would call it or. You see, or means the night. That's the fourth raya. Another raya, tashma. We have here a brisa. It's maybe a mishnah. It's a brisa. We had it in Mesechus Nidah, the Mesechus, that says like this. This is going to talk about Kippurim. Or shem Kippurim, which means Ma'ariv, mespal sheva, yidavin oshman esrei that has seven brachas, umesvada, eisevidu. Shachris, mespal sheva, umesvada. And some put in the girsa, like in the Masechta Nida, is clear that girsa that ubenila mespal sheva mesvada, and by arvis mespal ein shmoina eser. Comes to mind already, very hungry. You're not going to daven good, so to give a special head to daven the short shmoina esrei. They say the first three brachas, then they say like havineinu, then another three brachas. You do a shortened shmoina esrei. A bridge shmenesra. Myrav Matsu and Kippur, you have to have a full shmenesra like Aaron Minig. Why? Because you have to say Ata Charantanu, and you can't say that in Havineinu because it's all one bracha. So therefore, we say the full shmenesra. Akaponim, that is this brisa or Mishnah that says Klar that Or Shiyem Kippurim is Pal Shev, which means Myrav. Alma Or Utu Shmavino, the fifth raya, the Or means the night. Shmavino. Toshma, our last raya, the sixth raya, and this will be also a raya. The Tani de Beishmuel, Lele Arba Asa Beitim Esa Chomas Taraner. The night of the 14th day, you Beitim Esa Chomas Taraner, and we know Havsa Alma or Otu. Here's the Klar, Lele Alma or Otu. We see Or of our Mishnah, Or La Arba Asa Beitim Esa Chomas means the night. So Kaponim, we have here Klara Rayas, that Arla Abasa means the night of the 14th, which means the night of Erev Pesach, you make Vigas Chametz. So now it's back. So now we have to explain Rav Huna. Rav Huna said Nagi, which we thought meant the day. So we have six rayas, clear rayas. The R means the night. What's going on here? So Gemara says Ella Bein Rav Huna Bein Rav Huda the Kuli Alma Arutu. They both agree R means the night of the 14th. Just for loy pligi, marki asrei, marki asrei. But asrei Rav Huna, everyone is talking like they talk in their city. But asrei Rav Huna kari nagi. In Rav Huna, they call the night nagi. Over asrei Rav Huna kari leili. The way they talk, that's the way they call it. We call in America, we call the night night. They call it one town leili. The other town they call it nagi. But nagi does not mean day. Nagi means laila. We go back to the Gemara before. Gemara says kasalka daitok. Nagi means nagi mamish means the yoim. Doesn't mean nagi mamish. It means the night. The way they used to call the night, they call it Nagi. So, Akaponim, Kuli Amba, Arla Abasa means the night. But the only question is, now that Gemara is going to talk about, is that why did Atana decide to start the Masechta with Arla Abasa? Say Leila Abasa. Because Arla Abasa, he made a lot of different problems. We're not sure, Rav Huna, Rav Huda. Just say Leila Abasa. When Tana is done, my time will turn Leila, then it'll be very clear. Why did you say Ar, which wasn't so clear? Gemara answers, Lishdom Ma'al Yehuda Nakat. It's a nicer lashon. Laila sounds like darkness. Ar sounds like light. So it sounds more geschmack. It's a nicer lashon to use Ar. Rashi speaks out. It's not a bad lashon, Laila. Just Ar is a nicer lashon. It's a nicer lashon. Okay, Rishum Levi. We find this idea from Rishum Levi. Remember Rishum Levi? La'olam ayetzi adam davar meguna b'fiv. A person should not say something not nice from his mouth. Why? We see in the Torah, Akam Akas of Shmoina Isias, Vlahoitzi Dov Mugun Mufiv. The Torah wrote 8 extra Isias. We know the Torah never says anything extra. And here we have 8 extra Isias, Vlahoitzi Dov Mugun Mufiv. Shinam says in the Pasuk that Mebehema Tahirah, Mebehema Shaynana Tahirah. You should take from, this is talking about by Noyach, it says, take from the Behemoths of Tahirah and the Behemoths of Natar. Why did you say Mebehema the Hatame? Why is it Shaynana Tahirah? So you have here 8 extra words. Why? Because Asher Einana is 3 and 5 is 8, and Tahira is another 5 is 13. And the word Temeya would be 5. So it's 13 minus 5 is 8. There's 8 extra letters here in the Tahira, 8 extra letters, because you wanted to say Einana Tahira instead of saying the word Temeya. Rapapa Ama, Teisha, I'll show you from different parts, that the Tahira wrote 9 extra letters because you don't want to say something not nice. Shinema says in the pasuk, "Ki yeh b'cha ish asher lo yeh tar mikra laila," and it doesn't say in the pasuk that mikra tamehu. It doesn't say a lashon of mikra tamehu. Instead, it says in Anatayra, it could have said mikra tamehu. It doesn't say that. So you see, it's extra. There's extra 9 words because if we want to count it up. It says asher lo yeh is 5 and 4 is 9, and Tahar is the we're at the Vav, so it's 12. And Kurd said Tameh, which is 3, so 12 minus 3 is 8. So 12 minus 3 is 9, so it's 9 extra letters. Ravino Amar Esa, 10, because Vav the Tahar. You have to write Tahar with a Vav, so it was extra letter there, so it's extra 10 letters, because here it's 13, and you could just wrote Tameh, which would be 3. Ravach Yaakov Amar, you have a case, we have Shesh Esrei, 16 extra letters. Shinema, and this is already a pasuk in Nach by Shmuel, why David HaMelech didn't come to visit Shaul HaMelech. It says in the pasuk, Ki Oma Mikrahu Bilti Tarhu Ki Lo Yitar. And here also, he could have just said that Tamehu, and here's an extra 16 letters. So you see, in order not to say David Makuno, we do extra letters in the Torah, so therefore our Mishnah also said something that's a Lishna Ma'alya. But again, Rashi speaks that the Leila is not a Lishna Makuno, it's not as bad as Tamehu, but still, we find this idea that you do a Lishna Ma'alya. Something more right, Tanya the Rebbe Shmuel Amar Leila Mishab Adam Lashon Nekiya. A person should always talk in a fine language. Rebbe Zav, we know something called Zav, Tumah Zava, we have in the Torah. And the halacha is that something you sit on, something you ride, is also tamei. So when it comes to a zav, karu merkav, it says in the pasuk, aloshu merkav, chol merkav has yirka lov zav yitma. And when it comes to a ishav, isha karu maishav, it says in Val Mishkav, who oyal kli asher he is sheves alav v'naga yibah yimama arav, it says there, aloshu yish maishav. So what do we see? Rashi, the way Rashi speaks that is merkav and maishav are the same thing. And by isha, we say maishav, not merkav. Zog Rashi, why? Because Merkav is not a nice thing by a woman because she has to sit on a horse, it's pisik raglayim, sit on an animal, it's a pisik raglayim, she spreads her feet, and that's not snias. So therefore, she really sits on the, she really should sit on an animal by sitting with two legs dangling on one side. So it's called a maisha. So Rashi says, Marka maisha are the same thing. We have to speak out of Tosfos that if you look at the Rashi and the Psukim there and the Mishnayis, Merkav and Moishav are not done on the same halacha. Merkav is not Matam Vigodim and Moishav is Matam Vigodim. So it's inaccurate. If Moishav was talking about riding something, the Psukim wouldn't be accurate. So Taisa says, of course, Moishav there means something you sit on. Just we learn out the Merkav of Aisha from Moishav with a ribui. That's what Rashi says, and that's what Taisa says. And why was it given a ribui? Because it wanted to be a Loshon Ma'alya, not a Loshon Maguna. But Kapalim, that's the ride from the Torah, that the Torah is Makbet, used Lashon Akiyah, because by Zav it's called America, and by Isha it's called Amisha, and the way Torah's learning is, doesn't say it, but Farish America. But Omer, there's another Pasuk, this Pasuk is a Pasuk in Iyav, Vatifcha Lashon Arumim, you should pick a smart language. And by Omer, another Pasuk is a Pasuk already in Mishlei, I think, this Pasuk is also in Iyav, Vadas Sefasai Barur Milelu, you should also speak a clear language. We brought three examples from the Torah and two psukim from Iyav. Talking about Ma'iva Oimer, what's these extra Va'imers? Once you have a Torah, what do you need more psukim? Talking about Vachitei, Mahanimil with the rice, maybe only the Torah, which every word is weighed and we know every word is so important, there it has to be, and to Mepi Agvura, there the Torah was makbid to not say Elosh Magunim Bepiv. Avom, but there are Bono, maybe when we write Mishnayis, we're a little more Meirich, maybe then you could say that Loshim. Even when it comes to Midah Chamim, when it comes to Rabbanim, when it comes to Mishnayis, we pick the smart Lashon. Chitim Hanimim Rabbanim, Midah Amu, when I'm talking, Loi, you don't have to makbid. Das Sefasai Bar Milelu, that even when you're talking from your Sefasai, like the Marshal speaks out, Sefasai Lashon of Midah Amu, still, it should be with a clear Lashon. With a nice Lashon, with a Lashon value. Break the Gemara of Isha like Siv Ba Merkiv, you don't find by Isha in the Torah a Lashon Merkiv, but Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Batokam Rivka, Manarisah, Vatakavna Alagmalam. It says that Eliezer took Rivka, Manarisah, Vatakavna Alagmalam, and they rode on Gmalam, it says Lashon Vatakavna. It says Vatakavna, it says Lashon riding. Mar answer is Hashem Shem Visusa Gmalam Urchi. There, because it's normal to ride a camel that way, even for Isha, because it's very high up, it's very dangerous, and therefore, he uses that Lashon. So you can ask, Elmais is not a fine Lashon, so what does it help? So I know it's Urchi. So Tosfos, from Tosfos Mavuyer, that is, that the Torah is never inaccurate. The Torah always has to be accurate. Even when it comes to Lashon Ma'alya, it's not going to say the wrong thing because Lashon Ma'alya. And here, since on a camel you have to ride it, it wouldn't say Moshe. That's as Mash from Tosfos. Look, Toich L'Shoinus, that's as Mash from Tosfos. It says, Amal L'Shanis Adav Mashahu, Ein Lichta Darakavad. You don't change the idea. Bakapanim, that's why it says, Lashon Rechiva by Gemalim, because there you're scared. Bahaya. Baksiv, another example, this is not a camel. Yigach Meshach Ishtar Esbana, but you're Kivim Al-Khamar. It says that he wrote on the Khamar. It says Lashon Rechiva on the Khamar. Our answer is, Hasam Mashum Banav. Dear Urchu, we have Lashon Urchu. Rashi's Mashman Agar is Urchu. Mashum Banav, Rashi says, Shehin Zacharim Kas Lashon Rechiva. The Rechiva is going on the boys, not on Sephiroth. Vaksiv, Freyti Gemara, Virecheves Alchamar. This pasuk is talking about Abigail when it came to David HaMelech in order to. Novel was Marit Malchus, and Abigail came to plead with David to spare her husband's life. Virecheves Alchamar, the end day of Abigail married David. Virecheves Alchamar, she was riding on a Chamar. See, Lashon Virecheves Alchamar, what do you say there? Gemara has a few terutzim. There was at night, and at night, it's a derech to ride a chamara donkey because it's more dangerous, so you have to be more careful. That's one teretz. It was a different thing. It was coming to see the king. Coming to see the king, you're very, very nervous, and therefore she had to hold on tight and ride the donkey. What was he scared of? The har. It was up a mountain. Ika that you have, and therefore it says Lashon Rechiva because there it was Urche, because there it was a reason why she was scared.